everybody. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name's Claire Kilborn, and this is my show, Final Girl. Everyone gets so excited for today's episode. But before I tell you all about what we're doing today, let's hear a quick PSA, if I can pull it up on the computer. Alrighty, here we go.
Is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to that PSA about the campus pantry. So, like I said, my name is Claire Kilborn. You are listening to my show, Final Girl. Another week, another episode, and I'm so excited to be back. Tonight, we're going to be yelling and screaming on FM radio. Yeah, I'm excited. We're gonna do like a garage punk inspired episode, except the first two songs I just really wanted to play on the show, and I got really tired last night while I was finding music for the show, so they don't match the theme, but that's okay because they're both really good songs, and some of them are just a little bit loosely inspired because I went on to this website that I shall not name, and I was like, let me find some garage punk songs. And so I type it in, and you know, I just don't really think that these big companies know what the nuances of genres are, because I was on this supposedly garage punk playlist curated for me, and let's just say there was stuff on there that was not punk really at all, and that's fine, but I think it just, to me, like, made it ring true that punk will never be corporate and has never been corporate, and corporate punk is not punk. Anyways, so like I said, the first two songs that I'm gonna play are not very punk at all, but that's okay because they're good and I wanted to play them on the show. So we're just gonna have like 5 minutes that is not punk, maybe six, and then we'll get into the rest of it. So the first song that I'm going to play for you guys is Limited Edition by a band called Cusp, and their kind of little bio says, every album is a product of the environment in which it was created, and I think that entirely ties in to the whole corporation thinking they know what punk is. Because our choices and these genres and art is not created in a vacuum. It's kind of, you know, there's all these outside influences, which is why punk music is so good, because, like, it does not shy away from outside influences and telling it how it is. Anyways, this is not a punk song. This is Limited Edition by Cusp, and I hope that you guys all enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. So those first two songs, like I said, the first one was called Limited Edition by a band called Cusp. This was released in 2023 off the album You Can Do It All. And then the second song was a new release from Wednesday. It's called Candy Breath, and it's off of their very new album, Bleeds, which I think came out last Friday. The cover art for it is so cool. It's like this little alien freak thing, a little illustration that kind of reminds me of the illustrations in Where a Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. That book used to freak me out as a child, but the poetry was so good and the drawings were so cute. But what freaked me out is like they used like the picture of the author in the back of the book. It was like all the illustrations were so like cute and like stick figures, and then there was just this really realistic black and white portrait of Shel Silverstein in the back of the book, and my favorite poem was in the back of the book. Maybe it was the namesake Where the Sidewalk Ends, and then you flip to it and it was like anyways, that was a tangent, but I'm glad that you guys could listen to me talk about that. The next song that I'm going to play is called Crossing Fingers by the band Rocket. I've played like probably half their discography on this show. I love it so. I love like the band so much. This is off the album Another Second Chance, maybe it's an EP. It is only 5 songs, which just came out a couple days ago. It was on my new release radar. And yeah, this is, every song on this EP is really good, but Crossing Fingers I really like. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. We've got 3 songs and then I'll be back. This is Crossing Fingers by Rocket, and I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
Right, I'm back. Who else cheered? Okay, that second song was Silt by the band Paper Lady. This was released this year off the album, EP, I don't know, Idle Fate. They are a New York City and Boston-based band. Super cool. Like, their whole aesthetic is really cool. I really like it. I don't know. There's nothing really else. Oh, their bio is Paper Lady is the immortal crone casting spells and wreaking havoc. I love it when a band has like a slightly quirky bio. Like, it's nice. You'll see for a lot of older bands, their bio is like, this person joined the band in 1972 and then this person. But I really like it when bands that are like new and up and coming just have like a one liner or something. It makes me want to like stalk their Instagram and like, find more out. But maybe that's just me. And then the third song that you heard was Bleach by a band called Yada Yada. They are based in Chicago. They are indie punk. What even is a genre anymore? Let's talk about it. What even is a genre? Like, how do we decide? Because someone else has their music on a playlist. It's bubble grunge, and then they're indie punk. And I was like, well, I guess it'll fit on a garage punk episode. I love to not know exactly what genre something is and really like music. So when I do these genre episodes, I'm always scared someone's listening to them and is being like, actually, that's like not the right label for this song. And it's like, but labels are just made up. And I'm really glad that all 19 of you listening are hearing me yap about this. Anyways, the next song that I'm going to play is called Apocalyptic Faith. It's by a band called Sensual World. This was released in 2019 off of the album Feeling Wild. The cover art for this one is also really cool. They have no bio. I'll try to find more out about them in a second, and then I can tell you guys. But we've got two songs. The first is Apocalyptic Faith by Sensual World, and I hope that you guys enjoy. All right, everyone. So that second song was Checking Out by a band called Mvll Crimes. It's M-V-L-L Crimes. And their bio is, I aggress against worship again, new as new is. Suffocate me suffocating, there's always someone to praise. I don't know how to say the rest of this. I don't know how to pronounce the rest of the sentence, so I'm going to save myself the embarrassment of doing so. I think it's really cool. I just found their music a couple days ago, but yeah, they're awesome. I like that song is very relatable to how I feel right now. I feel very just like checked out at some points. There's just so much going on, like in the world, at school, like just in my life, that sometimes I find it really difficult to focus on the things that actually need to get done. Like as I'm sitting here, I'm doing homework that's due tomorrow because I was just completely checked out this afternoon. So I think a lot of people are feeling that way. And I often feel guilty about being very checked out, especially in these times that we live in. Like I live my life in such a way where I have, like, I shouldn't be the one being checked out. I should be clocked in. So I don't know. That's kind of like an inner battle that I play with myself, is finding the right balance between being really like informed and up to date and involved, and then also making sure that I'm taking time for myself. But that's a little bit of a boring topic, and we only have a half an hour left until next week, and I have a lot more music to share with you guys. Yeah, I don't really think that you can consider this next band a punk band anymore. I'm going to play Mystery Girl by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This is a song from their first EP, which I think is my favorite body of their of work that they've put out. It's just, you can tell that it's the first thing that they did, and I really love their sound now, but there's something about this first EP that's just really special. I have had this EP on repeat for the past month. It has been the soundtrack to the start of my junior year of college. So this is Mystery Girl. Again, maybe you could call them punk at their beginnings. I don't really think that they are anymore. But it's, you know, although success is not kind of the goal of punk music, I am glad that Yeah Yeah Yeahs have found success, because this, you know, they started making music when I was really young, so I probably wouldn't have heard of them if they weren't successful. Anyways, that's enough of me talking. Just a reminder, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. The next song that I'm going to play is Mystery Girl by Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I hope that you guys love it as much as I do. Okay, see you soon. All right, welcome back. Okay, the second song that you heard was 0% by Hello Mary. This was released in 2024 off of the album Amida Ox. This band, Hello Mary, I've played so much of their stuff on the show. They're so cool. I love their music, and I'm always happy to play some stuff of theirs on the show. And the song is just like so relatable. Like, I'm not even 20% sure. No, actually, I'm 0% sure. Like, so relatable. That sounded really millennial and gross. Anyways, the third song that you heard was Choke by a band called Street Play. This was released last year in 2024 on an album called An Epilogue. They're super cool. This band is like a grunge punk band. They're based in LA and they were formed in 2016, but this album came out last year. Sometimes I'll play music on the show from about 2015 to 2019, and you can tell it's from that era. And so I really appreciate, but like a lot of the bands are good, but you can just like tell that it came out between 2015 and 2019. And like what that exactly means, I can't put into words, but you can just tell. And so I really appreciate finding a new band that's been around so long that their old music is good and their style has kind of like evolved into something that's very relevant now, and they kind of haven't gotten stuck. And I think a lot of it is like a little bit of like a bubble grunge kind of rut. But anyways, we only have 20 more minutes and I have so many songs to play for you guys. Okay, the next song I'm gonna play is Tired by Upchuck. I love Upchuck and play them all the time on this show, and this is newly released. Okay, I hope that you guys like it. This is Tired by Upchuck.
What do you?
All right, it's me again. Okay, so the second song, I want to say something else about Tired by Upchuck. That kind of reflects the same sentiments that we heard in, what song was it? In Checking Out. Just like being very tired and not knowing what to do in our current like socio-political climate. I really love Upchuck. This is a theme throughout their songs. They make a lot of politically charged music. They're super cool. They're from Atlanta. They were on tour, and I forget why I didn't go to their show. I think I had something else that night, but I'm quite sad that I missed it. Yeah, they're like so cool. And like in that song, the like repeating line is like, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. And I also feel that way. I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of it is just like frustrated with inaction. And so sometimes it feels like you are just preaching to the choir. Anyways, I don't really have a fully formed, eloquent thought about that, but it's just something that I had to get off my chest. The second song was Ghost by a band called Gouge Away, who I just recently found out about. Sadly, the album that this song was on came out in 2018, but they just put out new music, I think. Yeah, Deep Sage last year. So I have to go and check that out, but they're super cool. They were touring with my favorite band of all time. Final Girl listeners know who it is, Mannequin P. And then the last song that I played was again by a band called Girl Tones. This is a sister duo, Kenzie and Layla. And they are like classically trained, but now they make rock music. It's not very punk, but it is cool. The next song that I'm going to play for you is called Nobody, No Space Body by a band called Tongues. They are based in Seattle. Their band is all caps Seattle Garage Punk. And they're super cool. Yeah, this is Nobody by Tongues, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Nobody in mind.
All right, I'm back again. I know I don't normally talk after one song. We only have 6 minutes left. Oh my god, 3 minutes left. Okay, I really need to play these songs because they're really awesome and cool. The second song is, the first song that I'm going to play next is Final Girl by Babe Haven. Perfectly titled for this show. This is Final Girl with Claire Kilborn. The next one after that I'm going to play is Perfect by Mannequin P. This is off the EP Perfect. This is one of my favorite songs by them ever. It's so good. And then the last song that you're going to hear tonight on Final Girl is Throw Yourself to the Sword by Dice Bits. This just came out on Something to Consume a couple days ago, and yeah, this is the last time that I'll talk on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in with me, Claire Kilborn. I'll see you here next week on Monday at 8 p.m. This is Final Girl by Babe Haven. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy. Bye.